Four Gifts to Study the Nature of God by Krishna's Mercy.
तुलसी जाने सुनी समुझी कृपा सिंधु रघुराज महने मनी कंचन किए सौंधे जग जल नाज. Quote, तुलसी knows, has heard, and has understood that Sri Rama is an ocean of mercy because he made jewels and gold expensive, while keeping the most important things like water and grains inexpensive. Dohavli 149.
1. Jewels.
God, can I have some jewels to decorate my body? Otherwise, people will think that I am poor. I would get them for myself, but I am indeed poor. I do not have enough money to purchase them in the open market. Jewels would help me to look beautiful, to get the attention of others.
2. Gold.
God, can I have some gold? I think that will keep us safe and secure in this dangerous economic climate. Inflation is off the charts. I notice the subtle ways that companies are trying to adapt. The container sizes at the supermarket are getting smaller and smaller, while the prices remain the same. I can also use the gold to decorate the house. Imagine if our furniture were made of gold. How cool would that be? People would be so envious. I could share pictures with the entire world.
3. Grains.
God, can I have some grains? Wheat, rice, corn, anything will do. I especially love to eat parathas. I can make so many different varieties, but the vital ingredient is wheat flour.
4. Water.
God, can I have some water? I need this both to drink and for the garden in the backyard. I am expecting a bountiful harvest this year, after the many seeds I planted. Those seeds need water to grow. Without water, we are doomed.
Of the above four, jewels and gold are rare. If a person should happen to find them, they would consider it to be good fortune. They might also keep the findings to themselves. No reason to invite extra attention. What good will it do to have the friends, family, and neighbors knowing that you have something that they don't? Grains and water are not as rare. They are in sufficient supply. If I rush to call my friend about having found water or grains, they might think I have gone mad. Have I lost my mind? Why should such a finding be considered newsworthy? Every person has water. Even if they are out of it at home, they can go outside on a rainy day. At the same time, these are all gifts. Nature produces them. Nature has a source. Nothing manifests on its own. Even the Creator, Lord Brahma, who is known as Svayambhu, emerged from the lotus-like navel of Lord Vishnu.
Aham evasam evagre. Nanyad yat sadasat param. Paschad aham yad etatcha. Yo vashishyet sosme aham. Quote, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2:933.
The origin of everything is one way to define God. If a person is staunchly against the concept, if they are a non-believer, they can still acknowledge that there is an origin. Whatever name they affix to that concept, the principle remains. Gold, jewels, water, and grains are gifts from that origin. Goswami Tulsidas explains that comparing the relative cost and supply is one way to understand the nature of God. We actually need water and grains. If we are following a special diet that completely eliminates grains, that which we do consume still has a relation to what grows in the ground, i.e. the harvest from the earth. We do not need jewels and gold for the continuation of life. They are relatively expensive. They are difficult to secure. The Supreme Lord shows His kindness in this way. That which we do not need already has a barrier surrounding it. The same concept extends to spiritual life itself. There are different processes and methods. For as many desires as correspond to the varieties of living entities, there are as many different religions. Some are made up with the passage of time, and some have a basis of authority in a fixed tradition, like the Vedas. There is the path of jnana. There is yoga. There is dhyana. There is karma. These are different ways to understand the spiritual science. Through knowledge, through mysticism, through meditation, through working, the goal is always the same. We see that bhakti is readily available and easy to secure. It is like the grains and water of the spiritual disciplines. They are the most valuable in the sense that they sustain the life of genuine religion. This is another way to understand the merciful nature of the Almighty, who is worshipped as Rama by saints like Tulsidas. Something like the holy name cannot be capped or limited in supply. A fiendish character like Hiranyakashipu can try to eliminate all signs of Dharma from the world, but he cannot prevent a five-year-old child like Prahlada from meditating on that name, from remembering it, from honoring it, and from keeping it always with him. In closing, like water and grains to produce, holy name mantra to introduce, such that never in short supply. A method any person can try, translating to an actual need. Other superfluous indeed. Mercy of Sri Rama to show, that from all circumstances can know.